Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. I'm very proud that I have the opportunity to sit on the Saskatchewan CNIB Strategic Leadership Council. We had a nice celebration last night for Dr. Renata Varma. She's an ophthalmologist that works out of Regina, has made incredible contributions to Saskatchewan CNIB, those with low or no vision, raising funds over almost $500,000 in the last few years. So congratulations to Dr. Renata Varma for that. Our national CNIB president and CEO, Angela Bonfanti, in Saskatchewan for the awards celebration last night. And I'm happy that we've connected with Angela Bonfanti this morning. Angela, thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, Evan. Thank you for this, and thank you for all that you do for our amazing cause.
It's good to have you here. Before we get into the reason we're chatting, I know, based out of Toronto, you are a big Blue Jays fan. How are you feeling about tonight's game?
I'm feeling great, hopeful, optimistic. You know, look, the Rough Riders can appreciate what it is about momentum. We've been building momentum for a long time, and I think, you know, especially given where our countries are at with U.S.-Canada relations, probably couldn't have been a better time to have this game on and to see years and years of momentum finally getting us to a pretty good spot.
Isn't that the truth? Angela Bonfanti is my guest. Okay, this is a pretty important month. October, of course, we're just wrapping it up, but it was Disability Employment Awareness Month and Blindness Awareness Month. Why are those 2 months and moments important for CNIB?
It's such a great question. And often, you know, sometimes we get lost in some of these awareness days, awareness month, and there's a lot of them. But the reason why they're there is to find a moment to squeak out specific messaging that sort of hits home for everyone. So when you recognize a day or a month, you try to find opportunities to tell your story differently, to get to more of an audience. So, you know, both October is a big month. There's also World Sight Day in there. You want to add more to it. There's a lot around blindness in this month. And I think, you know, for me, it's not just the fact that CNIB sees this as an important opportunity. I grew up with a dad who's blind. You know, my dad lost his sight when I was a toddler. And this man had worked his whole life to get full-time work. He had 6 post-secondary degrees. He's never had a full-time job. Why? Because there is innate, you know, concern, some discrimination, but mostly the sense of unknown when it comes to employers. So I can tell you, having watched my father navigate a world that wasn't designed for him, having come home time and time after employers say no, he gets past the first interview. As soon as they would see the cane, they would send him on his way. This month means a lot to me personally, and not just because I run this organization. So, you know, it's our opportunity to talk to employers through great chances like this on your show today to ask, you know, how can you be part of the solution? How do we get to a place where we can stop having to have a month to recognize disability employment, because it's just happening? It's part of our everyday life.
You know, I was just reading an article through the CNIB website the other day that talked about barriers in the workplace for people with disabilities, whether it's blindness, low vision. People probably surprised to know it's actually got nothing to do with the physical layout of the office. It's all about attitudes, isn't it?
It is. Those invisible attitudes that stem from, you know, stigma, that stem from misconceptions, that stem from just not having awareness. If somebody hasn't worked or lived or known somebody who is on the blindness spectrum, you know, low vision to fully blind, then chances are they're going to carry some misconceptions with them into their everyday work. Look at urban planners and other, you know, really important roles where if you don't check that potential, you know, misalignment, you could be building a very inaccessible space. So when it comes to it from an employer standpoint, absolutely. You know, the technology that you give to your employees, which is often just a smartphone, is often enough for somebody who is on the blindness spectrum to be able to be fully utilize their skills and to fully participate in the workplace. So, you know, we have a premier program called Come to Work. It's a national program. We've got great examples here in Regina of employers that are working with us, where CNIB essentially works with clients. We have almost 2,000 people that we call our talent pool. This is untapped talent that could be working, participating in the labor market today, where we help them get to the stage of employment readiness. And then we work with local, small, medium, and large organizations that help us match interview opportunities. They don't guarantee the job, they guarantee the interview. And if the individual secures the job through the interview, then CNIB is there to help with things like awareness training and ensuring that, you know, the individual has what they need to not only just show up to work, but be one of the best employees that the employer will ever experience.
I love the CNIB's Come to Work program. I think it's doing great things, both for, as you talked about, readiness, workplace readiness, and that match with employees and workplaces. I know, because on the show, Angela, we often talk about labor challenges, business owners finding it challenging to find people to fill positions. So how can Saskatchewan businesses that are listening get involved or become part of the Come to Work network?
You put it so perfectly. This is the dichotomy. I sit at these public policy forums, and there's so much discussion around how do we engage the workforce? How do we optimize the labor workforce? And I'm thinking, there's thousands of people right here that could be participating in it today. So the great thing about Come to Work is that it's not just a barrier, it's an entry. You don't need to be an accessibility expert. You just need to be open to learning. So if you're listening to today's show, I want you to know that it's easy to get involved, especially in Saskatchewan. We have such a strong sense of community, and that what makes us a natural fit for the program. Businesses care about their people in Saskatchewan, their neighbors, and Come to Work taps into that spirit. So whether you're ready to hire or just want to explore what inclusive employment could look like, we will meet you where you are. So you can review job postings, we can help you with digital tools to make more accessible, and provide training for staff, amongst many, many other things, and introduce you to an untapped talent of work in your own backyard. So the best part is that employers quickly realize that this isn't about giving to a charity. It's about accessing a talented, motivated workforce that's been overlooked for far too long. So it is a win-win, and I encourage, if you're listening to today's show, go to cnib.ca/come to work, find your local CNIB Regina team, and we will be more than ready to help.
Angela Bonfanti is my guest, president, CEO for CNIB. I'm very proud to be the chair of the Strategic Leadership Council for the Saskatchewan CNIB, and appreciate the good work that goes on. Before we wrap up our chat today, I remember the very first meeting I went to when I was first engaged to sit on the provincial council. They did an exercise where we basically removed our sight. We were blindfolded. We were taken out into the community. And with the help of a guide who had their sight, we were walked down the street. We were encouraged to use a bus stop. We crossed streets. We went into stores. It was the experience for me gave me a perspective that I've never really been able to have before. Can you talk about what else CNIB is doing in communities across Canada to make them more inclusive?
Awareness, awareness, awareness. You know, we often, in some of those tactics, you know, whether you introduce eye condition simulators or blindfolds, they're just snippets, and they're not meant to represent what it's like for somebody to live with vision loss, because everyone's life experience is different. But our job is, you know, to get to as many people as possible, because we need allies. We have so many of our programs in accessible tech training. We have a guide dog program. We have advocacy. We have local programs in our offices, from chair yoga to financial literacy. You know, we really do it all. And our clients, the people that we serve, are from young children recently being diagnosed with vision loss to older seniors who are at the end of stage of their lives. We are cradle to grave. And so that's a huge mandate. We try to be there and say yes to every single person who needs our help, because we're in the isolation removal business, not the isolation inclusion business. And so, you know, our mandate, our mantra is, you know, for a very long, it's 107 years, we've done very good work. The evolution and the mission evolution for CNIB is to bring in more people, more allies, so that they can understand their role in helping to remove some of the physical and invisible barriers that continue to stop people like my dad from living the life that they deserve to live, the life they have a right to live. So we do lots of programs, but our outreach efforts and advocacy are at the top of that.
Angela, I really appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks so much. Go Jays!
Go Jays!
Angela Bonfanti, President, CEO of the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, CNIB. And thanks again and congrats to Dr. Renata Varma, an ophthalmologist from this province working out of Regina that has, through her advocacy, through her organization of the Guide Dog Gala that happens every year in the province, raised well over $500,000 in the last few years. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.